From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Jeannie Yandel in for Ross Reynolds. The number of terminally ill patients who opted for assisted suicide in Washington state increased 17% this past year. A total of 376 terminally ill adults have received lethal medication since the Death with Dignity Act passed in 2009. That's according to the Department of Health's annual report on assisted suicide. Don Moyer is the Director of Media Relations for the Washington State Department of Health. Don, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Good to be with you, Jenny.
So how many people received lethal medication under the Death with Dignity Act this past year?
In 2012, the total who enrolled and participated and actually had medications dispensed to them were 121.
Okay. And we know that's increased 17% over the last year, but overall, how does that compare with previous years?
It's been a slow and steady increase for the last several years. And, of course, I'm sure you know that the law was passed in 2009. And in that first year, we only had 9 months' worth of data. So you have to set that one aside to look at any trends. So it's still pretty early in Washington. But we do see this increase, and it continues pretty much annually. But it's new to Washington, so people are still learning about it. People are still considering it. And then, of course, a certain number of them are opting to take this step.
What sorts of patients are opting to use this step?
Well, it's in a very eclectic range of people. For example, the oldest person to participate last year was 95, but there was someone as young as 35. So these are people that all have terminal conditions that have been diagnosed and that have been told that they have 6 months to live. And, of course, that's always a projection. No one knows the exact amount of time. But, people of a wide variety of age ranges can certainly be affected by this type of really really harsh disease and conditions. And we know that 73% of them, for example, in 2012 had cancer.
I'm talking with Don Moyer from the Washington State Department of Health. We're talking about the state's assisted suicide report from 2012 that examines who's utilizing the assisted suicide option under Washington's Death with Dignity law. Don, does everyone who gets a prescription go forward with taking the medication?
Well, it's hard to say for sure because people may receive it late in the year and not take it until the next year. So the data report is actually very specific to the calendar year. But what we can tell you is that what we're seeing over the course of the first several years here is that many people get the medication, and of the people who die, quite a few of them actually do take the medicine. And in 2012, that's borne out with the statistics. We mentioned that 121 people had enrolled and participated to the point of actually getting their medication. 104 of those people died in 2012, and we know that 83 of them died after taking the medication. So a lot of them are opting to take the step. Now, of the remaining 21 from last year, 18 of them died without taking the medication. And we really don't know why they didn't take it. We just know that they did not. And the other three cases, we don't have the information yet.
Don Moyer, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Don Moyer is the Director of Media Relations for the Washington State Department of Health. He updated us on the state's 2012 assisted suicide report, which looks at who chooses to use Washington State's Death with Dignity law. That law was enacted in Washington State in 2009.